T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What'd you think of virtual draft going on over the weekend? I thought, though, as a whole, we had no catastrophes of the draft. Nobody really screwed it up. And I thought the NFL kind of did a really good job of navigating murky waters.
I thought they did a great job with it. I hope we never have to see it like this again, because I thought this year was one of the most devastating years for players that entered the draft that should have never entered the draft. But not only just did that, because I was just talking about local kids, not only just in the Pac-12, and we can discuss into that, but some from my former alma mater got just lambasted, embarrassed, and not just to the point where this was a national thing where so many kids were getting signed, so many young adults were getting signed as free agents and just adding on to rosters late. But you could not overcome, once this was set with the coronavirus, you could not overcome the injury reports and or preconceived notions from the combine with your personal workouts or some of the other things in the interviews. And once that identity was slapped at you, you had no way to get that off. And that pushed guys so far out of the draft to the point where we've never seen so many players just fall and fall and fall, and they couldn't recover. And you couldn't recover. And it's not that I feel bad for some of these guys. It's just that I think one more year in college is so much better than a year as a free agent as an NFL guy hoping to make a roster.
So, I mean, the two guys from your alma mater that kind of stick out are Salvin Ahmed and then Hunter Bryant.
Yeah, Trey Adams. Trey Adams at one point a year ago. Yeah, at one point he was going to be a first day guy. He really was, and just injuries. And, you know, and the more I thought of it, and I said, well, what was your last perception of a guy like that? Here's a guy who talks about his wang size. He's been injured. Do you want to invest in that kind of money? Do you want to put him at a tackle position to protect your $30 million quarterback? I wouldn't. I wouldn't invest in a guy like that. Are you kidding me? I said, if that's my last perception, you think, oh, it's kind of funny. He talked about that. No, it's immature. And the other two, Bryant and Ahmed, they just bad info, man.
Well, and then you also have
bad
a
bad info and tweeners.
A guy like Isaiah Hodgins from Oregon State. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this at the time. We were like, hey, you know, that's not a bad move for him. I mean, what's his draft stock going to do? Little did we know that when he ended up declaring for the NFL draft, it would become the deepest NFL draft at that position ever. At wide receiver, and Isaiah Hodgins, who Buffalo gets a steal with him in the sixth round for Isaiah Hodgins. I mean, he's one of those guys where not being able to go to meetings, not being able to go and work out there, it ended up hurting him because he didn't run great times at the combine. Yeah. And he wasn't one of those guys that is a workout warrior at the combine. So, and was on a pretty bad team at Oregon State. Let's call it what it was.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, there were a lot of guys that left early, and look, this isn't just a Pac-12 issue. It just seemed like the NFL franchises, what they were doing is they were going on what they knew, and what they know best is the SEC. So you saw a bajillion SEC guys get drafted.
Not only just that, you saw guys that probably should have had better information given to them. They really should.
Where does this information come from then? And like, how do we solve this problem and get guys better info?
Well, I think it starts with the NC2A with their ability to let players come back. I think that would be a big deal.
Yeah.
Once you get through the weekend, and you should have, and if colleges were willing to do that and say, hey, we will hold, let's just say per year, you have 85 scholarships per year. What happens if they hold 4 or just an easy number, 5? as an auxiliary. And so you get 90. You bump it up to 90 scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds expensive, but let's say it's an average 50. That's an extra $250,000 a year. That's not a tremendous amount. Just remove it from your coach's winning percentage money that you give him at the end of the year. Reserve those five scholarships for returners on average that might want to make a different decision, that got bad information, maybe got hurt at the combine, maybe ran a bad 40 or did something, got to the point where didn't make a few good decisions, worked out with the wrong strength coach that made them get all muscle bound instead of making them be able to run fast. Have that option, because once you declare, you're screwed. You're done. You're done. You don't have that option anymore, which I think college football would love to have those guys come back because it makes their product better.
You know, I like where you're headed on that. And basically what we currently have is every team will hold on to two scholarships every year that either pop up due to transfer or somebody leaves the program. And those are the walk-on scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
What you're proposing is that every school, you just expand that out. But what if you add this onto it? You have your walk-on allocations that schools usually use. And then you also have your transfer portal. You have a portal slash return from the draft reserve of scholarships.
Yeah.
That, like, maybe you can give 84 is for your high school kids, but then you have a portal, transfer portal. Because what teams usually do, a guy leaves early for the draft. Where do they end up filling that gap? With a transfer guy.
Yeah.
Whether it's JUCO, transfer portal, whatever. And with that becoming more and more commonplace in the NCAA creening down this path where, you know, I think next month, aren't they going to be voting on whether or not to allow the immediate transfer? So that would make even more sense in that regard.
I just, as long as we want the product for college football to hold and keep the players coming back, because they still get the opportunity. I don't know if a lot of schools still do this, but I think a lot of them do. I don't know the exact number or the percentage. Allow and honor the opportunity for athletes to come back and finish their degree. Now, some schools don't, but I think most do, because if you leave early and you didn't graduate, you decide to leave after your third year, and maybe you got a couple quarters left, you can come back and finish once you're done. If you want to continue to make the product better, you would still want these players coming back. Mm-hmm. And if they declare early, why wouldn't you want another guy at depth? And it's not hurting the rosters of college football because you're not adding on a crap ton. And on average, if you used five, you only might use two per year, have the allotment of five. It's just, it's disappointing to see because you see something like the Rams signed 20 free agents. 20 free agents to add to their roster. They're going to keep two if they're lucky. Maybe three out of those 20. So where do those other players go? I get it. It's the product of the system. It happens. You just have masses, and a lot of them aren't going to get the offseason to get ready. They're not going to have OTAs. So a lot of these guys they're going to show up, if they're lucky, to a camp, them in a secluded place that's going to be isolated, less time, less activity. This is one of those strange years. I hope we never see it again, but it's definitely going to be very interesting on how these guys make these rosters.
Yeah, and a lot of them are. More and more are we seeing, you know, early entrance into the NFL draft, and boy, is it backfiring for a lot of these guys. I mean, what was it? Back in 2018, there was 37 of 106 that went undrafted. And this year, it was another record year for early entries into the NFL draft. And boom, it happens yet again. And this is part of doing business in the NFL. These guys want to get out of college. They want to get their money. And I'm wondering how much name, image, likeness would maybe keep a guy around a little bit longer.
Keep him along. Yep. It's a great point. Keep him in there a little bit longer. Make better, smart decisions. Don't be so anxious to go do that. And you just, the crapshoot of this year goes to show you that your perception from a league, just your basic reputation.
Hey,
everything.
How about hypocrisy of the NCAA? Stop me if you've heard this one before. But you mean to tell me that they should have a process like they do with basketball, where you can go through the combine and the NBA draft process and then go back to school?
Yeah, and I know they do that with basketball because they have the one-and-done rule in college. They go, oh, we put it at three. We put it at three. Well, guys that play 3 years still might make a mistake. They still might.
Yeah. Shocking. Shocking. Just let it happen. Come on, guys. All right. Well, the NCAA, I thought it was refreshing to see the event virtual and see these coaches in their homes. I thought that was kind of a cool little touch that they had. Coaches and Roger Goodell in his leather chair. Did Roger Goodell look ill, even more ill on Friday than he did on Thursday?
I thought he looked tired.
He did a wardrobe change on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, he went from standing to sitting
to straight up lounge, like he was laying back.
I was worried for him.
No, I think he's just tired. He looked tired.
Well, yeah, I'm a little worried. A little bit worried about this. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.